Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, the book review show all about crime, mysteries and thrillers, and the dark side of us all. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about my favourite books in the crime genre. Today I'm talking about The Treatment by Mo Hayder, published by Bantam Books in 2001. Today is all about home invasions, haunting pasts and missing children. The Peach family have been discovered imprisoned in their own home and their son is missing. A hunt for the missing child is on and the local park and the neighbouring streets of Brixton are being scoured. The family has been imprisoned for days inside their own house by someone they can't identify. But the local children all know who was responsible. It was the troll. Detective Inspector Jack McCaffrey from the Metropolitan Police Murder Squad knows the first few hours of a child abduction are crucial, and he's doing all he can to find the missing Rory. But his interest is not just professional. This case reminds him all too much of his own missing brother, who was abducted 25 years ago. McCaffrey has always suspected the convicted pedophile who lives over the back fence of taking his brother. He and McCaffrey still live in the same places, raging a war. McCaffrey can't get the evidence to arrest him, and the man occasionally teases him with snippets of information. And while the police hunt for the missing boy Rory, and the clues take the police in circles, the culprit of the attack on the Peach family, the troll, is sniffing around for the next family. Now, today's book review is a reread for me. I first read this book in the early 2000s, and like Mo Hayder's debut novel, The Birdman, this book has haunted me ever since. I decided to revisit it, and if anything, this book has affected me more this time around. Now, this book is about pedophiles, so it's a really confronting read. As McCaffrey explores his own brother's abduction and the Peach case at the same time, he's drawn into the dark world of people who prey on children. So this is not for the faint of heart, and Hayder does not shy away from any details. McCaffrey himself is a complex and haunted character and is hooked up with an equally troubled woman, Rebecca. Their pained relationship tears McCaffrey in three different directions, despite how he tries to ignore his demons. But in fact, McCaffrey is not alone with his troubled past. This book is filled with raw and real flawed people, many trying to run away from their pasts and failing miserably. Now, the pacing of The Treatment is fast and gripping. This is a police procedural, so there's plenty of details on the actual murder investigations, but it's rich with involved and rich characters. There's an impending, suspenseful sense of dread as the reader knows that the troll is circling around his next victims. We all know what's in store for the poor family. The treatment of the title of the book is grotesquely fascinating and original. And this book haunted but gripped me at the same time. I felt nauseated and sometimes wanted to look away, but I had to turn to the next page. So if you like police procedurals, flawed characters with haunted pasts, dread, suspense, and if you can handle the subject matter, I heartily recommend The Treatment by Mo Hayder. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.